Convicted drug smuggler Carol Schrubeck has been refused early release from prison for the fourth time. The Czech kickboxer, also known as Jan Antelik, is 4 years into a six-year jail sentence for importing 5 kilograms of ecstasy into the country. He jumped into the headlines in 2018 when Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway backtracked on his controversial decision to grant him residency. Our court reporter Annika Smith was at Schrubeck's parole hearing at Whitty Prison today, and she joins us now. Annika, what happened out there?
Kia ora. Well, Schrubeck sat with his lawyer, Paul Wicks QC, and a number of supporters at Whitty Prison this afternoon in front of the parole board. It's his fourth bid for early release, and he was declined. He started by reading a letter effectively saying he was incredibly remorseful for his offending and was ready for a fresh start in his life. He said he just wanted to lead a simple life, focusing on friends and family, and actually wanted to have his own family one day. Now, he sounded really earnest in his submissions or what he told the parole board, but he was very much just towing the same line that he did at his last parole board hearing in Wellington. We did hear from his principal prison officer, who told the board that he'd been living in a self-care unit for some years now and effectively was causing no trouble, was keeping busy teaching yoga behind bars, and was a model prisoner. He has 2 years left to serve of his sentence.
So is he still deemed to be a risk to the community, or what's the barrier to him getting an early release?
Yeah, so for the parole board, their primary concern is risk to the community. Community safety is paramount. So they heard today that a psychologist had freshly assessed Carol Schrubeck and found he was still at medium risk of reoffending. His past offending, the backdrop to this case is quite complex. He was convicted of drug smuggling, as we've heard. He's also been convicted of passport fraud and has pending charges and an unserved prison sentence in the Czech Republic. This poses a problem for the parole board. They have to think of community safety and working out whether he's safe to release. The parole board asked, they wanted to know what could be done to address his medium risk, and to start off with, Schrubeck didn't really accept this risk. He said the psychologist was biased in assessing him, having seen some international arrest warrant papers. He said his offending wasn't violent and he was sure he could live a pro-social life on release as he had behind bars.
And is that the phrase he uses, pro-social life?
That wasn't the phrase that he used. He said he could just continue to live a life without offending. Yeah, sorry, that's some justice jargon.
Interesting. So there is a point of contention also over his immigration status and whether he faces deportation. What's the deal there?
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting part of his case. So Carol Schrubeck is liable for deportation, but he will remain in New Zealand until he is before his appeal to the Immigration and Protection Tribunal can be heard. So effectively, he is left in limbo. And the parole board, of course, has to consider what would happen to him if he was deported while on early release, got parole. So the parole board chairperson today, Sir Ron Young, actually told Schrubeck that he must consider that the board has to be satisfied arrangements have been made in the Czech Republic if he was to be deported on early release. So that's one more thing that he has to consider. Those are sort of the parting words that we heard today before the parole board officially declined early release and told Schrubeck that he'll be back before them in November. They did say that he could fast, that he'd be seeing a psychologist through corrections halfway through the year, but did note that if he saw a private psychologist, he could potentially fast track his progress through this case. So we'll see what he has to say come November this year.
Should he get early release? There's no suggestion, is there, that he would be immediately deported if he still had this appeal sitting there waiting to be heard?
No, that's the issue. He's sort of in limbo. He'll be in the country. He has to have this appeal heard. Those are his rights. So by right, he'll remain in the country. But, you know, the normal process was that he would be deported. A complex case, as you can imagine. There's been lots of, like, twists and turns in this. So the next step is another parole board hearing in November. I have gone to the Immigration and Protection Tribunal to seek whether they've set a date to hear his appeal, and they're yet to come back to me, so we'll keep you posted.
Thank you. That is Annika Smith, who was at the prison in Whitty for Carol Schrubeck's parole hearing, and as you heard there, fourth time, unlucky, denied again, and still considered to be a medium risk of reoffending.